Devaya.
Great devotees.
So,
something about Saraswati, I didn't make it clear yesterday. Actually, when he came to see Advaita Acharya, it wasn't... Advaita Acharya could detect that he was a Vaishnava sannyasi, although he wasn't dressed as a sannyasi. He just, at that time, he came incognito.
At the thing?
He came incognito.
Incognito.
No. Advaita
Acharya.
No. Ishwarapur. And also there was a very important exchange between Ishwarapuri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself described as the turning point in his devotional life. That Ishwarapuri told him to chant the holy names of Krishna. So he started doing that, but after some time, he came back to Ishwarapuri. It was in Gaya, just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken initiation. So he submitted a doubt to Ishwarapuri. What kind of mantra have you given me? He said, usually a mantra should make you very peaceful and calm. This mantra has made me mad. When I chant this mantra, I just start dancing. And all kinds of things happen. My hair stand on end, and I cry, and so many things. The specific order of Ishwarapuri was to constantly chant the holy names. Ishwarapuri said, very good. It's very good that you have... What's happening is that you have attained the ecstasy of love of Krishna by chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying that the mantra should give you gyan, knowledge, but it seems as if my knowledge has been covered over by this mantra. So as a good disciple, he submitted his doubt to his spiritual master. So Ishwarapuri, smiling, said, yes, it is the nature of the Hare Krishna mantra that anyone who chants it, they develop loving ecstasy for Krishna. Because this love of Krishna is the actual goal of life. And you are very fortunate to have attained this love of Krishna. Because when one develops love of Krishna like this, then it's natural for a devotee to laugh, cry, run here and there, sing and dance, and then trembling, standing of the hairs on end, tears. So you go on chanting like this in the association of devotees and instruct others to do so also. And in this way, deliver all the conditioned souls. And then Ishwarapuri taught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of the Bhagavatam's instructions. And therefore Ishwarapuri recited it again and again. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he becomes agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Okay, so now I'll speak about Sri Rangapuri, who was a godbrother of Ishwarapuri. We only have one record of him meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his long tour of South India towards the end of the... he'd already been to South India, then he was coming up again to the north, and he came to the holy place Pandharapur. And one Brahmana there, seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love, dancing and chanting, invited him for Madhyanam Prasadam, lunch prasadam, midday prasadam.
So after receiving prasadam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also received some very auspicious news that a disciple of Madhavendra Puri by the name Sri Rangapuri, it was also in Pandharapur at that time. So upon getting this news, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to offer his respects at the lotus feet of Sri Rangapuri. And he entered the house of the Brahmin where Sri Rangapuri was staying and saw him sitting there. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sri Rangapuri, he offered him obeisances. That is the etiquette too, because he is the god, Sri Rangapuri is the godbrother of Ishwarapuri. So the etiquette is that one should offer the same respect to the godbrother of the guru as to the guru. So he offered full prostrate respect, falling like a stick on the ground. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply on seeing Sri Rangapuri, was manifested various ecstatic symptoms. He was crying, the hairs of his body were standing on end, he was trembling and perspiring. So seeing this, Sri Rangapuri was astonished and respectfully told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get up and said, "I know you must have some relationship with my Gurudev, because apart from Madhavendra Puri, there is no one in this world who has demonstrated these ecstatic symptoms of love of Krishna." But then Sri Rangapuri lifted up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave him firm embrace. And in their firm embrace, firmly embracing each other, they both cried. So first burst of ecstasy became a little subside. They became a little subside, a little calm. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sri Rangapuri that how he was related to Madhavendra Puri through Ishwarapuri Pand. So in both of them, a great flood of love of God arose. Wonderful flood of God. Both offering respect to each other, they both sat down. And then they started talking about Krishna. And in this way, they passed 5 to 7 days. Once, out of curiosity, Sri Rangapuri asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about his birthplace. It's mentioned here out of curiosity, because generally one doesn't... The etiquette is that one should not ask a sannyasi about his previous birthplace or state of parents and caste. Well, caste would be, because it's considered that he's completely that connection is completely gone and he shouldn't even think about it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he was born in Navadvipa, and Sri Rangapuri related how he had also once visited Navadvipa along with Madhavendra Puri, and he had taken, they'd all taken their prasadam in the house of a brahmana by the name of Jagannath Mishra. This was presumably before the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or when he was very small. And he even remembered that one particular preparation he'd taken in that house made of banana flowers. How wonderful it was. Banana flowers. He remembered, the wife of Jagannath Mishra, she was a very wonderful and chaste lady, and affectionate like Jagannatha, like the mother of the universe. Sri Rangapuri went on to say that there's no one in the three worlds as expert in cooking as her. Fed the sannyasis with affection, just as if they were her own sons. And he said that one of her sons, at a young age, he took sannyas, and his name was Shankararanya.
Shankara?
Shankararanya, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother. And he told, Sri Rangapuri told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that sannyasi Shankararanya had left this world from Pandharapur, where they were at. Now the stated reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visiting all the holy places was to search for Shankararanya, his brother who had taken sannyas. So now he got the information that the Shankaranya had left this woman from Pandurapura. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, in my previous ashram, I was his brother. And Jagannath Mishra was my father. So they discussed more and more topics of Krishna, and eventually Sri Rangapuri departed for Dwaraka Dham, and we don't have any more information about Sri Rangapuri. Although some people say that Sri Rangapuri afterwards came to Jagannath Puri and to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spend the remainder of his days in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Now I'll speak about Jagadish Pandit. There is a book called Gaur-Gano Desha Deepika, which describes who the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were in Krishna Lila. That Krishna has his so many associates, and they come with him again when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in a different form. And generally we'll find that the associates, what they're doing in Krishna Lila is very similar to what they're doing in Gaur Lila. So Jagadish and Hiranya, they were two brahmanas who were living in Navadvipa at some distance from the house of Jagannath Mishra. And Sri Gaur-Ganaudesh Deepika states that they were two of the Yajna Patnis in Krishna Lila. The Yajna Patnis, we will remember, were those wives of the brahmanas who were performing sacrifices. And the cowherd boys begged on behalf of Krishna and Balaram food from them, which they gave. But there's another opinion, which is also said in Gaur-Ganaudesh Deepika, that Jagadish Pandit was a dancer of Vrindavan by the name of Chandrahas. He was born in Gohati, which is was then known as Pragjyotishpur, which is the capital of modern Assam. His parents were Vaishnavas, so when they passed away, he brought his wife Dukini and his brother Hiranya to the to Mayapur. It says here near the home of Jagannath Mishra, some distance. I have to check that out. So Jagadish and Dukini, they had parental affection for the little Nimai. Dukini looked after or related to Nimai just like a mother. And would sometimes feed her from her own breast, from her own breast. Chaitanya, or the young Nimai, he would cry a lot. Unless the people around him chanted the holy names, he would go on crying. So in this way, he got everyone to go on chanting the holy names. But on one Ekadashi, however, he kept on crying even though Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra were chanting the holy names. So becoming perturbed, they asked him, well, what do you want? Well, what can we do to stop you crying? Nimai replied that Jagadish and Hiranya have made they're doing a special puja today, and they've made so many different preparations to offer to Lord Vishnu. I want to eat that. So Jagannath Mishra was surprised that how can Nimai know that there's some special puja going on? But he went to, Jagannath Mishra went to Jagadish Pandit's house and saw that indeed it was a fact. Jagannath Mishra told Jagadish Pandit of Nimai's desire, although he thought maybe it's not proper, even though he's a young boy, but we maybe not proper to feed him rice on Ekadashi. But Jagadish Pandit very happily gave the entire offering to Jagannath Mishra. And Nimai took it off. How merciful. I just want to see the original Bengali again. It's stated about Jagadish Pandit that he purifies the entire universe. From him, rains of nectar of Krishna Prem shower. Now, there's another pastime that Jagadish Pandit, he once went to Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he took sannyas, ordered Jagadish to go there. So having gone there, he on his way back, he felt tremendous separation from Jagannath. Jagannath! He was so impressed by the darshan of Jagannath that he, on his way back, he was suddenly struck with tremendous feelings of separation. So Lord Jagannath, in a dream, appeared to Jagadish Pandit and told him, you take me and serve me. And at the same time, Jagannath appeared to the king of Orissa in a dream, and he told him that the... You see what happens, they have what's called the Navakalevara. When they have every 12 years, the form of Jagannath is changed. That one form is retired, I guess you could say, and a new one is brought. So Jagannath told the king of Orissa that at the Navakalevara, you give the retiring form to Jagadish Pandit. So that was done. But then Jagadish was thinking, how can I bring this huge, heavy deity to Bengal? He prayed to Jagannath, what should I do? Jagannath told him that, you just cover me with a new cloth and then I'll become just very light and you can take me, no problem. And you carry me with using a stick. And Jagannath told him that wherever you put me down, I'll stay there. So Jagadish got two young, strong Brahmins and they took turns in carrying Jagannath and they went as far as the village of Jashoda, which is in Bengal.
Jashur.
No, not Jashur. Jashoda.
Jashoda.
And that's right on the bank of the Ganga. And it's actually an ancient place. That's the place where Pradyumna killed the demon Shambhara during the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And where Bhagirath, when he was bringing the Ganga, he happened to bury the wheel of his chariot at this place. Bury the wheel of his chariot. So Jagadish, having come to the bank of the Ganga, he wanted to take a bath in the Ganga. So one of the Brahmins was holding Jagannath, but suddenly that Jagannath, who had been so light, he became so heavy, he couldn't hold him up anymore, so he had to put him down. When Jagadish returned from bathing, he saw Jagannath sitting there and thought, this is the Lord's desire, he wants to stay here. So he established the worship of Jagannath there. And both Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this Jagannath deity on two occasions, being attracted by the parental devotion of Jagadish Pandit and his good wife. So on both occasions they had a big sankirtan and big feast. This was before.
So you don't believe him?
Mahaprabhu took sannyas. I believe so. I'm not sure. So once, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to leave there to go to Puri, Dukini began to cry. from the imminent separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Lord agreed to remain there. He remained there in the form of the Gaur Gopal deity.
Oh, that's all.
So the next one is too big to do today, so I'm finishing.